Permission to enter? Yes. You wish to speak with me? Pardon? No, I am not mad at you. My apologies if I've done something to give you that impression. Whatever it was, I will not do it again. No. May I ask what it is? Distant. I'm afraid I don't follow. You're right, when you put it that way. I've been a bit more distant. Listen, I assure you there is nothing to worry about. I take no issue with you or my job. I'm afraid the problem lies with me. No. That won't be necessary. I appreciate your concern, but you don't have to give me time off. No, I am still capable of performing my duties. Nor am I feeling ill. I am more than satisfied with my paying and accommodations, too. Yes, I know. Permission to speak freely. I'm sorry if I ever made you feel unwanted. The sudden distance between us is not your fault. I recently came to a startling realization. The way you approached me when I became your bodyguard caught me off guard. I appreciated it, but it was something I had to get used to. You saw me far more than just a door guard or an unwanted intrusion in your everyday life. You wanted to make me a part of your life, to know me. We became friends. But after all this time, I realized what all of this truly means to me, what you mean to me. I love you. I didn't mean to be so blunt, but there's no other way to put it. At first, I thought I was misreading the situation. But by now, it's clear to me. And I understand how unbecoming such thoughts are. A bodyguard shouldn't be thinking or feeling such things. And I deeply apologize for putting all this on you. I shouldn't have let myself get distracted from my duty like this. Perhaps it'd be best to get someone else. Pardon? Well, yes. I can sit down. May I ask why I should sit? No. I don't mind you sitting in my lap. I just wasn't expecting it. You feel the same. Truly? Sorry, I need a moment to process this. May I ask for how long? This entire time I could have... Wait, what are you doing? Why are you removing my tie? Let loose. I admit I have a hard time letting loose, but I'm your bodyguard. It's kind of my job. Are you sure? But what will your mother think? She didn't hire me to... That is a persuasive argument, yes? You sure she won't be mad? I guess there's no reason to hold back. You continue to kiss a couple more times, the kisses lasting longer and deeper. You're right. time to make up for these distant 2 weeks. I know that look. I'm guessing you already have something in mind. You've thought about this a lot, haven't you? I mean, so have I. Well, when you smile at me like that. Sure. Whatever you want. Treat me. Having you next to me, knowing your feelings. I will admit, it was really sudden when you sat on my lap. It was different. I'm already feeling pretty spoiled. You shocked me out of my comfort zone. I had no idea you felt the same way. So, I'm already feeling pretty spoiled. How are you gonna treat me now? Hey, that's... So, I guess we're not going out. Well, you just took my jacket. So, what's in that little brain of yours? A massage? And cuddling? I think that sounds great. Hey, your face is just as red as mine. Yes, it is. I can't believe this is actually happening. No, this is exactly what I was hoping for. Down to that twinkle in your eyes. Whenever you look at me, everything goes quiet. You get that look in your eyes, and it's gorgeous. You're gorgeous. You've gone all quiet. Has no one ever told you how beautiful you are? Just kiss me. I didn't think something like this could get you so red. Well, I can't be left to do all the blushing here. And now that I know how to get you really red, oh, you bet. I'm gonna have fun with this. Lots of fun.